You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up,
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now,
now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome everybody to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And yes, this is Gary Sinclair, your host this evening, filling in for Michael. He's a little bit under the weather tonight, and the show must go on. So, further to do, I'm going to introduce my people here with me tonight. To my right, I have the gentle giant, 6'8", co-host, Charles Brooks.
Good evening, there, everybody. Charles? Except I'm not on your right.
Aren't you?
No.
Yeah, well, it's across from you.
Okay, whatever. And I want to introduce his
y'all
lovely
confusing
wife.
Me already. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Don, you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone. Okay. Stay out of the wind tonight. They just said it was going to be really bad around 9 o'clock.
And to my left, I guess, is the beautiful, the voluptuous, the intelligent co-host, Sheila Young.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is the first time in history the three of us have ever been together on a show.
And now I need to introduce the man behind the glass, the man that makes this show go.
Mm-hmm. Well,
who's that?
Well, I'm trying to sound like Charles,
Chris,
but it's not working.
Shaw, are you there, Chris?
Well, but it's not working. I'm here, though.
Okay, dokie.
You got to get a little bit deeper.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Yes, we are back. We are back with a good show tonight, and yes, we can do it. I want to say to you that... We are doing this for the very first time tonight, and it's quite fun. So I want to first let out some information that Michael asked me to put out, and that's for tonight or forever on the show. It's when you call in, you got one shot at it, except for trivia questions. Now, you can call in on the trivia questions all you want. The one shot is when you call in and talk to a guest host that's on the show or one of us to say hello or whatever it is, and you get a one-shot deal for the day. That's so we can keep the lines open for other people to give a call in. All right, further ado, if you want to call into the show and talk to us, trivia questions, the phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Now, if you want to go to our website, and this is where we get all our information from you all. Go to our website. You can pick up anything that we talk about on the show. It's on there, and it is blindandbeyondradioshow.com. Yeah, do that. It's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can call in, talk right into him and talk to him all about the show, likes, dislikes, or whatever it is. You can write to him and even wish him well today. And the other one to call in, or write in, I'm sorry, is wokbradio.com. And that's to go to our website and our Facebook for all your information. So, anything else there, Sheila?
Yeah, Facebook is Blind and Beyond. Just search for Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and it will come up, and you can find our Facebook page for the radio show. You can listen to all the podcasts at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you can call to listen to the show if you don't have access to a computer at 518-712-0057.
Very good. That's for people going on vacation. And, Sheila, I think you have a PSA for tonight?
I do. The Greater Orlando Council of the Blind has started a tradition every year, and we do a trivia night fundraiser for GOCB, the Florida Council of the Blind, and the American Council of the Blind. And our trivia night is held at the VFW on South Goldenrod Road. And it's $25 a person. You get a free drink ticket You get appetizers. We do three rounds of trivia. We will have Oslagonser. We will have a silent auction. We will have door prizes. We will do a 50-50. And it's cash bar, a lot of fun. And if you want more information, you can call Leslie Spoon at 407-678-4163. Or you can get in touch with Lynn and Michael, and they can get you in touch with Leslie or myself. And it's April 8th, 6:30 at night. It's a lot of fun, isn't it, Charles?
It sure is.
Yes, it definitely is.
And that's the president of the chapter. So, we're done with that. And what else? Do you have anything else special tonight, Charles, to say to anybody?
I'd like to give a shout-out to a couple different people. One, Maddie Hickson, say wish her well. Also to Nicole Hughes, to wish her well. Maddie just had surgery. Nicole is in the hospital recovering. So we have a number of people that we want to say hello to.
Good. And I want to let you know that we're not only here in Orlando, but people are listening to us all over the United States. All over. We have thousands and thousands of listeners. And I just found out that I want to pass it on to you that Lynn, she checks this stuff out by Facebook and keeps track and all, and the website, and keeps track of numbers and who's calling from where and what and how. We now are on fire. We are now in the Caribbean. We are in St. Thomas, and we are in Jamaica. A lot of listeners out in Jamaica and St. Thomas listen to us now. So we are on fire. And I want to ask you all, you know, this is only done by the word of mouth. This is how everybody's learned about the show, the word of mouth. Somebody's told somebody else about the show. The people in Jamaica, they were probably here on vacation, or St. Thomas, and they heard of the show, they went back and passed word out there, word of mouth. So I ask you now, each and every one of you out there listening today, in one month I give you, go out there and talk to one more person and tell them about our show. We will double our audience. We are on fire. What do you think about that, Sheila?
Yes, we've got listeners in California, we've got listeners in Canada and Massachusetts and New Jersey, and, you know, we're just growing. It's wonderful, and we've been on the air a year. Next month, the beginning of April.
And you can't forget Iowa.
Oh, and yeah. Iowa.
Iowa.
Oh, yeah, Illinois.
And Buffalo.
Pennsylvania.
And Illinois.
California.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Alabama.
Texas.
Georgia.
Mississippi.
Georgia.
We did mention Canada. Yeah.
I did say Canada.
Calvary.
Macedonia. All right.
Well, so, Chris, what do you got to say about things going on tonight? This is a little bit of change for you.
This is a major change right here, and I mean a major change. And I bet you about a dollar where you can put your bologna at. The ears are plugged into this radio right now. So I'm going to behave. I don't know about you all, but I'm going to behave.
Well, I wouldn't behave if they were here, so I'm not going to behave because they're not.
Hey, haven't you heard of that deal with the cats away?
The mice will play.
Huh? Yeah. Come on.
Absolutely.
No, we are family.
Yes. But, hey, we got something good coming up for the rest of the show. But guess what is happening the end of this week?
You better wear green.
Ooh, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day.
Green with envy.
That's right.
Yeah, you got to wear green.
I think we have some of the show. We're going to be talking about that tonight. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, I believe you're right.
You could be right.
And people might
and drink green beer.
People might be might be learning about St. Patty's Day because we did some research and we didn't even know some of the answers, but we tried to get them for you.
Like, why is the traditional color green?
Yeah.
Why the eggs were green? Green eggs and ham, said Samaye.
Yeah.
That's military.
Oh,
that's
my
not
bad.
That was military.
That was my sea rations, green eggs and ham.
Oh. No, that's Dr. Seuss.
That was Dr. Seuss. Yeah.
So why? Oh, well, I got to go
commercial.
We're going
to break and see you on the other side. Don't go away.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. OrCam Glasses. Remember that name, OrCam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses, help you to do it. Remember, OrCam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, cost you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And we're going to put on a show for you right now because we have a guest calling in. And I'm going to turn it over to Sheila because it's her guest. So, Sheila, it's yours.
Now I'd like to introduce our first guest for tonight's show. It's Ginger Oreskovich. She is the Senior Vision Rehabilitation Manager at Lighthouse of Central Florida. Hello, Miss Ginger. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
We are great. We are having a unique show tonight.
Hello, Ginger.
Hello.
So tell us, you sent me some emails about these new programs that Lighthouse is coming up with. So tell us a little bit about them and how people can find out about them, please.
Well, first, do you guys hear an echo?
You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, do you hear an echo?
No.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. Let me tell you about what's coming up. This Thursday, from 1 to 4, we have a workshop for parents who are visually impaired or blind. And we're looking forward to having that grow into community support so we can connect people to resources within the community. Because as everybody knows, it really does take a village to raise a child. And when you're visually impaired, it gets a little more fun. And also, the next Thursday, we're going to be having part two of anyone who wants to learn to speak Spanish. This is the workshop that ends. And again, that's Thursday. That would be March 23rd from 1 to 4.
So the first workshop you were talking about, that's for visually impaired or blind parents of children. Does it matter how old the children are?
No, it does not.
So anyone, if say I could even come.
You could even come because the basis of the group is to help develop support. If somebody is going to be a new parent, who's the best person to learn from? Somebody who's blocked those dues.
Right. Well, I think that's a wonderful support system. I think that that's going to be very beneficial for many people. And then the Spanish is the following Thursday.
And the Spanish is the following Thursday on the 23rd.
And how much does the Spanish class cost?
Well, that is the most, that's what I call the special price of free.
Oh,
that's the best price.
Yeah. Everybody will like that price.
Can't say you can't afford that one.
So
I can tell you that I attended part one this past Thursday, and I got a lot out of it, and I was there to learn.
I wish I could come, but I can't because I'm still at work. So,
well, you know, we're wanting to get people to post to the Lighthouse Central Florida Facebook page and provide us with some recommendations on either workshops that they would like to be provided or times of day or days of the week that they would be best held on.
Mm-hmm. So if they go to Facebook and search for Lighthouse Central Florida, they could post questions or suggestions or whatever to your page.
Correct.
Okay.
And what's nice is that in April, individuals who are want to learn to speak English can participate in a two-part series, one on April the 5th and the other on April the 19th.
So that's for people wanting to learn English.
Yes.
Okay.
I need to.
And then, let me see. Is the 5th a Wednesday or a Thursday? Isn't that off?
Well, the 5th would be, what would the 5th be? Is that a Wednesday or a Thursday? Well, it would be the 5th would be 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. It would be a Wednesday.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a big fat liar then. It's April the 6th, and then it was in
the 20th.
The 20th,
okay.
Correct.
Okay, so they're always on a Thursday right now.
They're on a Thursday, except on April the 5th, there is a fall prevention presentation that's going to be held from 1 to 4. All at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And what is the purpose of that workshop?
Well, as you know, with vision loss comes balance issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt that it would be a great combination for anyone that has experienced vision loss, and especially those of us who are probably above the age of 30, 40 or so. We get even more opportunity for slips and falls,
mm-hmm.
just because of, you know, increase in age, also, you know, other issues that we deal with. Not that anybody on this phone call would know anything about that.
I've had a fall or two.
And, you know, sometimes it's dealing with, you know, not having good orientation mobility cane skills, you know, or getting a little wishy-washy with those. But this is a little more, this workshop's more than just orientation mobility. It's about how to build protection within your environment to help reduce opportunities to trip and fall.
And how can they learn more about these different workshops and sign up for them?
Well, you can call Lighthouse Central Florida and ask for Ginger.
Okay, you want
that's you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's you.
That's me.
So do you want to give out the phone number and give your extension,
sure.
or do you just want to give the phone number?
Well, I heard it 3 times during the process of the last
break. Oh, yeah.
So I'll give it to you again. It's 407-898-2483, and my extension is 221.
Well, it sure sounds like Lighthouse has got a lot of interesting workshops happening.
Yes, it does.
Well, we also want to thank everybody who came out to our walk, and how much we appreciate your support at those events. We really had a great turnout and a great time.
Oh, it was wonderful.
The weather was good.
And coming up, we also have Spree that's going to take place. The vision fundraiser there with all of their fashionista items. I know somebody that picked up a really cool, you know, Louis Vuitton purse there one time. So that's going to be happening on March 31st at the Maitland Center.
At the
and I'm sure we're going to send you more information about that week and talk about that.
Okay, and that's on the 31st of March and April 1st, right?
Yeah.
That's both Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So much on top of it there, Sheila.
April 1st, that's April Fool's Day.
That's April Fool's Day.
Well, you can go on Friday. Go on Friday and you won't be fooled.
Yeah,
I've heard that people have gotten some pretty fancy stuff.
Wow, that's I heard last year it was really, really good. I didn't get to go to it, but I might have to try and do that this year. So that's wonderful. Well, like I said, it just sounds like Lighthouse has got it going on right now.
They have a lot going on.
Well, we are certainly working on it, and like I said, if anybody has any suggestions for us of what would really be beneficial,
mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that happens, that we make it available.
Well, you guys have any questions for Ginger?
Go right ahead, Gary.
No, go ahead.
Eeny, meeny. Somebody.
Yep.
Go ahead, Charles.
All the programs that you're doing now, these programs are open to the public in general, or do you have to be registered with Lighthouse to participate?
Okay, you do not have to be registered as a student at Lighthouse to participate in our workshop. If you are a person living with vision loss or blindness, And as a result of attending the workshop, you find that you may have some additional needs that need to be fulfilled. We'll work with you to get signed up for services.
Well, I think that's a really good program that it got out there, and I hope people get out there and take advantage of this, especially when it don't cost you anything.
Yep. Mom, maybe we'll have to get Gary to come out and do a cooking class.
Oh, yes. Ginger knows. I used to help teach cooking classes down there, didn't I, Ginger?
Well, yeah. Ginger, we thank you so much for taking the time out of your Sunday evening and joining us. We really appreciate it. And if anybody has any questions, please remember to call Ginger at Lighthouse at 407-898-2483. So thank you, Ginger, very much.
Thank you very much.
All right, y'all don't have too much fun now.
Oh, we won't. We'll try not to.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ginger.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There.
Wow. It just sounds like they have got something for everybody.
Right.
It's a very good school, Lighthouse.
I need to retire so I can start going to some of these.
Oh, they have so many functions. It's like a dinner in the dark. They have all kinds of things going on down there.
Yeah, dining in the dark.
Dining in the dark.
March 31st, they're having a sale.
Yeah, that's the spree is what she was talking about.
Yeah, the spree. Mm-hmm. That's really great.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And they are taking collections for that, I believe. Donations, if anyone wants to donate some nicely, gently used clothing, they have women with vision putting it together.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
It's good. It's awesome. So, Mr. Charles, tell us why you have to wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
My curiosity is killing me.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't wait.
Now, this is the best answer. It may not be the quote-unquote really good answer, but it is the best answer. The traditional color of Ireland is green. It rains a lot there, and it is very green indeed. St. Patrick was born about 385 in Scotland. His parents, Calpurnius and Concessa, were Catholic Romans living in Britain in charge of the colonies. At the age of 14, raiders captured Patrick and took him as a slave to Ireland, a land of Druids and pagans. Patrick learned the Irish language and customs. While a slave, Patrick's faith in God grew, and he wrote, "The love of God and his fear grew in me more and more, as did the faith, and my soul was raised, so that in a single day I have said as many as 100 prayers. And in the night, nearly the same. I prayed in the woods and on the mountain. Even before dawn, I felt no hurt from the snow or ice or rain. When Patrick was 20, he had a dream in which God told him to leave Ireland by going to the coast. He escaped and found a boat that took him back to Britain and his family. Later, Patrick dreamed that Irish were calling, 'We beg you, holy youth, to come and walk among us once more.' Patrick studied, became a priest, and later a bishop. In 433, he went to take the gospel to Ireland. Patrick preached the gospel throughout Ireland, converted thousands, and began building churches. Patrick is famous for using the shamrock, a three-leaf clover, to explain the Trinity. Patrick preached for 40 years and died on March 17, 461 at Seoul, where he had built the first church. Patrick's feast day is March 17, and he is the patron saint of Ireland.
How about that?
Okay.
Wow. Very interesting.
Very interesting. I think we have a call coming in. But
That's right,
thank
we
you,
do.
Charles.
I just got educated.
Yeah, me too. What do we got? Who we got calling in?
All right, we're going over first to Fern Park, Florida, right here with our good friend, the maestro himself, David Hillebrand. Hey, David, what's good?
Hey, what's happening there, Chris, Sheila,
how you
Gary?
Doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, David.
And Charles, too, man.
Yeah,
good to hear you there, Charles.
Here.
How you doing?
Doing great. It's good to hear that info about St. Patty's Day. And my mom's maiden name was Gillivan, so I've got a lot of Irish ancestry.
Wow.
And,
yeah.
And love Irish music and food and whatnot. So we're going to try to do something on Friday. I'm not quite sure what. You know, when you're on St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish.
Yeah. Matter. You got to drink green beer.
Charles, that brook sounds like Irish in here somewhere. So we had a good time out at the Sight and Soul Walk,
yeah,
and definitely appreciate everybody coming out doing that. Sheila, were you there?
I saw you out there. I saw your lovely wife. Yes, I did.
Nice. Glad you made it. We enjoyed ourselves. Nice walk, and it was like perfect.
Oh, the weather
was. Yeah, I have to do a shameless plug for, you mentioned music. I'm playing tomorrow night at one of the sponsors for the Sight and Soul Walk, one of the food folks there in the VIP tent, Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. I play there pretty regularly. I love the place, and great folks across the Altamont Mall between 6 and 9 p.m., Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza. I'll be there tomorrow night and then again on the 24th. So.
Okay,
that's
well, thank
great.
You for
Very
telling
good.
Us. I went yeah. out one night. I went out there one night and listened to you. You do a pretty darn good job, sir.
Yep. Well, thanks. Appreciate you coming out. And definitely a shout-out to them, though, because they were very generous in helping out at the Sight and Soul Walk. And like I say, they were there giving out food and hats and all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah. So. Yep. Pretty special. Then one of the things that I don't get anything out of it, then just enjoying being there. So,
well, thanks for telling us, and thanks for calling. Yep. And hopefully, people will come out and listen to you tomorrow night. I'll see if I can't make arrangements to come out.
I appreciate that. It was great hearing Ginger there from Lighthouse, which of course I work the front desk at, and I'll probably be talking to a lot of people calling and checking on some of those programs. They all sound interesting to me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I wish I could learn the Spanish one. I got to talk them into maybe doing something at night.
Well, if they let me know.
Yeah, let us know.
Let me know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, we got you enrolled. That's two people in like 30 seconds. So the class is growing leaps and bounds. Yeah.
All right, David. All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
You bet.
Tell Take Brenda care. Hello.
Have a good one, David.
Will. Thanks, Charles.
All right.
Yep, that's what the show's all about, is calling on in. The number to call is 407-894-1680. One more time, that's 407-894-1680. And we got the lines lit again.
Yes, that's call right. In. We're going over here to Winter Garden, Florida. You guys will be glad to hear this voice right here. Lady, ma'am, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk. You got the floor, caller. You on the phone line. Let them hear your voice. Let them know who you are.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Hi, everybody know who
That's
I am.
Maddie.
My name is Maddie.
Maddie. Hello, Maddie.
How you doing,
hey.
Honey? How you feeling?
I'm okay. I feel pretty good.
Awesome.
Hey, Maddie, your new phone's working well.
Yeah, it is. I love it. I got to just learn how to use it. That's all.
Well, you were a little concerned. I know you wanted to call on in and you couldn't get to the desk and you wanted to get a phone, but you got it. And you're here.
Yeah, I had to have one at ASAP because I felt like I was in another world here without no phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, there's sure been a lot of people on this radio show and all about praying for you every day.
All right. I appreciate that, too, very much.
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, thanks for
Maddie.
Calling in, Maddie.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Keep your Charles my new cell phone number.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Talk
thank
to you,
you
soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's good.
Trivia.
Trivia time.
All
trivia
right.
time is here now. All right. So what do we got going for trivia tonight?
All right. So in this trivia segment right here, we want to know the artist, the name of the song. And we need you to give us a call right here, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 1680. This is a legendary right here that we're getting ready to play. And I know this person. I know of this person. I'm not going to say I know them personally, but I'm going to stop talking.
Hey Chris.
Thank you.
I want to say one thing, Chris. This trivia question is going to go out to anyone outside the state of Florida. 2 minutes to call in. Anybody from the outside the state of Florida. If no one calls, then we'll open it up to anybody in the state of Florida.
That's it right there. Listen to me.
Come on now. Someone out there knows.
When I was down and I didn't have no friends, you stuck by me. Oh Lord, through thick and thin. I've got love to be thankful. My sweet woman love. I used to worry and I couldn't sleep at night. She said, baby, don't you worry, because everything's gonna be alright. That's why I thank the Lord for giving me my sweet woman's love. I've got a love now. Every night I send a prayer up to heaven's door.
All right, now, come on. Somebody's got to know this.
Well, it's too
much. Area code 407-894-1680. Call in.
Call in.
I think we can open it to Florida now.
When that song's playing, Charles, and you just talk normal, now you fit right into that music.
I made that song.
You could talk.
I was on the drums when he made it.
Charles could just sit there and talk the talk while this is in the background, man. Tell us a story, Charles.
I've got your love. Oh, baby, yeah, yeah. I need your love, baby.
Okie dokie, like I said, you got 2 minutes anywhere and the out. Out
2 minutes is up. Florida.
Oh, that's up now.
Two minutes is up. Anybody.
Boy, did them 2 minutes go fast. Charles was talking.
Anybody can call in now.
Anybody can call in. It's fair game now. Come on. We got some nice prizes.
I think somebody is calling.
Who's saying,
I think we got somebody out there calling.
Do we?
Yeah, I hear Chris back there talking, so...
All right,
he don't talk to himself, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
He does some other things to himself, so I don't know. He talks. He may be talking to himself back there.
You picked that song out, didn't you, Charles?
Huh?
Did you pick out that song?
Well,
I didn't.
Yes. Yes.
I got two yeses, and I got a no.
I said I didn't.
Okay, you didn't.
No.
Charles did. Good song, Charles, good song.
Ooh. Pretty music.
Hmm?
Pretty music.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to tell you one thing. For being in the hot seat, I think I'm in the cold seat. I got the air duct blown right on me, and I'm freezing to death.
Oh, well, you're not the only one.
Ooh.
But while we're waiting for someone to call in,
yes,
I've got a good old Scottish thing here going on, or Irish, excuse me, Irish. Terra's harp. Thomas Moore, 1779 to 1852. The harp that once through Terror's Hall the soul of music shed, now hangs as mute on Terror's wall as if that soul were fled. So sleeps the pride of former days, so glory's thrill is o'er. And hearts that once beat high for praise now feel that pulse no more. No more to chiefs and ladies bright, the harp of terror swells. The chord alone that breaks at night, its tale of ruin tells. This freedom now so seldom wakes, the only throb she gives is when some heart indignant breaks to show that still she lives.
Very pretty.
Wow, that's really good. That's really good. So people out there, if you want to...
I think somebody's calling in. I heard Chris say, hold on.
I just wanted to say that if people want to go out there and get on our website or go to our Facebook or go into our archives, if you want to listen to some of our archives, and it's almost a year now, all the shows we've done are on our archives. And that's Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
org.
That's okay. He's gonna get right.
Before this night's over, I'm gonna kick him under the table.
I knew it.
Just make sure you kick him and not me. He keeps doing
dot
that.
Org. Thank you, Sheila.
So we got a call on the phone line from right here, right around the corner, right up the road, from and right here in Ocoee, Florida.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Yes.
He gonna correct me if I'm saying his name wrong. First time caller, Alquelos. Did I say it right?
Yep,
Alquelos. I got it right.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Alquelos, you think you know who this artist was, the name of this song?
I think I know who the artist is and the name of the song.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give it. You go.
Go, Charles.
Come on. Who is it?
Bobby Blue Bland.
Well, you got that part
right.
Well, I didn't know that.
And what's the name of the song?
Sweet Woman's Love.
There you go.
All right. All right, you got it.
And you're a first-time caller, huh?
Well, congratulations. We're glad you're listening.
And is he in
Thank you. My first time tuning in.
Awesome. He's right here in Central Florida.
Okay.
So guess what he wins?
We have a different gift for you tonight. We're going to let you go to
Sonny's
Barbecue. Would you like to go to Sonny's Barbecue? That's good stuff.
Yeah, I eat barbecue.
Good. Well, you got tickets. You hang on in there and don't hang up. Let Chris get your address and all the information he needs for you, and we'll be sending you tickets to go to Sonny's Barbecue. Delicious.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Alquelos, hold on one moment, all right?
Thank you, Alquelos. Call in again.
Hang in there. All right. Chris, get your
keep listening.
Now, I did have another caller to call in. She said, oh, my God. I don't want to go on air. I know who it is, but I just need you to play a little bit more of that for me.
Oh.
She said, I just need a little bit more of that.
Well, we can play a little bit more later on, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
I want to play one of my Irish songs.
We get there. We got a whole show to go.
What do we got coming up right at the moment?
Nothing. We're pretty on target.
All right. We
were talking about the history of why people eat corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day. So I researched that just for my own curiosity because I love corned beef and cabbage.
Got the phones ringing again.
And it's because the Irish many, many, many years ago used to salt their meat and then sell it because they couldn't afford the bacon, but they would salt it and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And corned beef is, you know how corned beef is made, Charles?
No.
It's with rock salt.
Same stuff they dump on the streets up north to melt the ice.
To melt snow.
To melt the snow and the ice.
You have got to be kidding me. Don't tell me that.
Same stuff.
It's rock salt. They brine it.
They also use it to make ice cream.
I don't want to talk to y'all no more for the rest of the night. Y'all just messed up my whole taste bud.
Really?
Really?
That's one tidbit of information, Sheila, could have done.
You could have just kept.
Rock salt is just salt. It's big chunks of salt.
I know it's.
No, but it's a big difference, chunk of salt.
It's got bumps in it.
I mean, Gary's.
You don't have the salt on the meat when you're cooking it. It's already
Gary's
gone.
Picture of rock salt, you know. He says it's what they put on the road. It's
right, and that's all I saw.
Same stuff.
Let's head over to Daytona Beach, Florida. We have Trish on the phone line. Trish, how you doing?
Oh, I know who that is.
Oh, hello, Trish.
Hi, Hey, guys.
Hey, Pat, how
you
doing?
Doing over there?
We're doing fine.
How about you?
Hey, doing good. We got the bikers in town.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It is Bike Week.
Yeah. Well, they've been here for probably a week now, but it officially started on the 10th. But, yeah, they're coming in, and we're really booming over here with the bikes.
And you haven't left yet?
Yeah, you're still there?
No, I haven't. I stay out of their way, though, but I haven't left yet. So, anyway, you guys sound good over here. And
Thanks
for the information about St. Patrick's Day. I didn't know all that stuff.
Yeah, we got educated.
You are educators over there.
Well, that's what the show's all about, educating y'all.
Thank
you,
Patricia.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We get educated, too.
We try.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd call in and say hey and say hello to everybody.
Thank you very much
for calling on in. And
see you in a couple months.
And spread the word to others about our show.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I will. I will.
I'll take care, everybody.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now, that was a pleasant surprise.
Uh-oh. We're going to a break. Stay tuned. We'll catch you on the other side of the break. Stay there. Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Orcam Glasses, remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford, they have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available. And as they say, cost you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Orcam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? Orcam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call Orcam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit Orcam.com.
Welcome. We're back. We're back with you with the Live and Beyond Radio Show. And I did not mention yet, which I want to mention now, we are the bridge between the low vision, no vision, and the sighted. And we are extremely excited that the sighted people listen to our show. We get so many comments because they're learning about how we do things, how we get around, all the things we do. And so we're an educational show, and we try to make it a fun show. Right, Sheila?
Yeah, I had a Lyft driver. I started to say Uber. I don't use Uber. I use Lyft. I had a Lyft driver tonight that picked me up, and she pulled up out front, which is, I've got a long driveway. And they text you to tell you they're there. So I walked outside, and I heard the car, and I walked up, and I said, "Are you here for me?" And she said, "Are you Sheila?" And I said, "Yes." And I'm like, you know, it's really a challenge sometimes when you're blind and drivers don't let you know they're there.
Yeah.
I think I gave her a little bit of a slight education tonight.
Well, we had a little bit, and I didn't get to talk to you, Sheila, last night. Sheila was over to my house yesterday, and the driver came, and I heard a beep. And then a little bit later, I heard a beep, beep. Then they called Sheila and said, "Your ride's here." I said, "They ain't supposed to beep." Did you tell your driver not to beep for a blind person?
Nope.
Because long time ago, and I was living in a trailer park, guy beeped. I went out there, got in the car, sat in the back seat, and this Puerto Rican guy says, "What do you want?" I said, "You ain't my driver?" He says, "No." I said, "Oh, my God, I was going to get shot." Never again did I walk out of a beep again.
Listen, let's stay right here in Orlando. We got a caller. We got KJ on the phone line. KJ, how KJ. You doing?
Hey, Kelly, how are you?
KJ. I'm great. Were y'all talking about Uber and Lyft?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, actually, he was just talking about a ride that was supposed to be picking him up, and it was not the ride. He got in the car anyway.
Oh, geez. Well, I always ask, "Are you so-and-so?" You know? But sometimes what I do before, when I get the ride request, I call them, make sure I can communicate with them, make sure they speak English. And I had this one guy, he said, you know, yes, he spoke English. So I get in the car, you know, when he comes, I get in the car, and he's like, "You know, why do you ask drivers if they speak English?" He was really pissed off, and I gave him a low rating, but he was like, "You know, why do you ask drivers if they speak English? They don't need to speak English. They can take the GPS." And I said, "Well, sometimes the GPS doesn't, you know, takes another route that the customer doesn't want to go to." So needless to say, you know, even though he spoke English, he was an asshole and didn't, you know, didn't have any...
Tell us how you really feel, Kelly.
Didn't have any customer service. So, you know, sometimes, but there are times when I have told drivers to beep because I am, you know, I tell them, "I'm visually impaired. Can you please beep when you're here?" Because I have gotten, you know, gone up to the wrong car because, you know, there's a million white cars or silver cars or whatever. And sometimes, you know, the person, if they're not expecting you, they lock the door and they don't even let you in or knock on the window or whatever. And, you know, I usually ask, "Are you so-and-so?" And they'll say no or whatever. You know, and then eventually I'll find the right car. But, you know, I've heard sighted people do that as well, you know, so it's not just a blind thing.
Yeah.
But... you know, it is what it is, you know.
Well, MV is taught not to do any beeping. I know that because I used to teach the classes there not to beep. You go and ring the doorbell.
Well, but they're loud. But, I mean, they're supposed to get out of their vehicle.
Exactly.
And
but you got some lazy ones that don't want to get out of their vehicle.
Oh, I know. Trust me. When we had some people that, yeah, I mean, they, and it, like I said, they don't introduce themselves, but that's a whole other topic that I had discussed last week with
well,
the gentleman.
That's another show.
Exactly. And last week he didn't seem to address it, but whatever, you know. But yeah, they pound on your door and say Lynx. They don't even say who they are, you know, their name.
Yeah.
But
well, thank
whatever.
You for calling in,
yep,
Kelly.
Thank you.
I'm, you know, I'm sad Michael's sick. I hope he feels better, but,
he should be
know.
Back by next week, we hope.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad you guys are doing the show. And,
thanks.
I had went out to dinner with Shirley and Lynn and just got back. And
oh, God.
I just wanted to call in and say hello and see how you guys were doing.
That's what the show's all about.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, KJ.
Take care of yourself.
Take care.
All right,
thanks
bye-bye.
For calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's right. Y'all need to get up off the couch, grab your phones, and call us. What's that phone number, Gary?
407-894-1680.
And we're going to
a break. We'll catch you on the other side of the hour.